وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah ta'ala, tonight we have a reminding about the al-qard in Islam, the importance of qard, to lend someone to someone something, to let someone borrow from you some of yours. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا، من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا، who is that, who is he that would loan Allah a good loan so he may multiply it for him many times over. والله يقبض ويبسط. And it is Allah who withholds and grants abundance. وإليه ترجعون and to him alone you be returned. من ذا الذي يقرض الله؟ Who is that going to loan Allah a goodly loan? Who is going to give Allah a loan? الله أكبر. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who Azza wa Jal guaranteed human with the guarantee of wealth. If you have money, it's Allah who gave it to you. It's Allah His. You and your property and everything belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. But even though it's Allah is, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He subhanahu wa ta'ala command you, encourage you to give it to the needy ones. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala considered that you gave Him a loan. Allahu Akbar. So when you help the needy ones, who usually asks al-qard? Who usually ask for the qard? Who usually ask loan? Someone who is in need. So when you help someone who is in need, and you lend him with Allah, this is considered that you lend Allah Azza wa Jal. How is it possible then a believer who believes this verse, who is able to lend to someone, doesn't lend him while he is able? There is no problem. He believes he will pay it on time. He is able. It's a kistara. While it's considered giving loan to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, is generous, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. If you do so, what will Allah do for you? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. So Allah may multiply it for him many times over. Allah multiply it for you. Inshallah, we'll come into the hadith, we'll explain that. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ explains the ayat, make it clear. And that's one of the mission of the Prophet ﷺ, to make the Quran clear. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So, who is that will loan Allah a goodly loan so he may multiply it for him many times over? وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضْ وَيَبْسُطْ. It is Allah who withhold and guarantees abundance. It's Allah who withhold from this person who needs the loan. And it's Allah who guaranteed abundance to the one who is in a state to lend others. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered to be loan to him, it's he who subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed it to you. And for wisdom, it is he who didn't give, who withhold from the needy one for a wisdom, for hikmah. Wallahu yaqbid wa yabsud. It's reminding for the owner, for the rich, that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who alladhi basata lahu. It's Allah who guaranteed it to you. Not because you're different, not because you're smart, not because how you look like, not because how many degrees you have, nothing of that. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضْ وَيَبْسُطْ مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged to lend the needy in this form, considering that you give it to Allah al-qardu al-hasan, a goodly loan. And if you do that, Allah multiply it for you over and over, many times. Wallahu yaqbid wa yabsud. It's Allah who withholds. It's Allah wa yabsud, who subhanahu wa ta'ala stretch out his hand with abundance, bounties to his creation. It means you poor, you needy one, connect your heart to Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that one rich who is in a state to lend others, Allah is also able to make you in that state. So it's Allah who withhold. So be patient and ask Allah. And you who are able to lend others, who Allah subhanahu, it's Allah who guaranteed you. And it is He subhanahu who asks you to help the needy. And it is He who promises you to multiply, to give you better. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you give for Allah, you get with Allah, you get it with Allah bigger and better. In the hadith, I wish we would memorize this hadith and this ayah. And in this chapter, we understand what qardu al-hasan is. We understand what the difference between the riba and al-qardu al-hasan. When somebody lend people based with a condition of interest, what they call usury. And when somebody lend people doing that only for Allah. The difference. عن بريدة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثله صدقة. من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثله صدقة. قال ثم سمعته يقول من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثليه صدقة. انظر الفرق بين الجملتين. الجملة الأولى قال فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثله صدقة. الجملة الثانية من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثليه صدقة. قلت سمعتك يا رسول الله تقول من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثله صدقة. ثم سمعتك تقول من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثليه صدقة. قال له بكل يوم صدقة قبل أن يحل الدين. فإذا حل الدين فأنذره فله بكل يوم مثليه صدقة. reported by Buraida radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, say, whoever gives more time to adapter, whoever gives more time to adapter who is in difficult will have a reward equivalent to giving that amount in charity for each day. Whoever gives more time to adapter who is in difficult. Remember that word, adapter who is in difficult. Mu'asir. Will have equivalent to giving that amount in charity for each day. Then I heard him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, whoever gives more time to adapter who is in difficult will have a reward equivalent to giving double that amount in charity for each day. I said, do you see any difference in the two sentences? You see any difference? Or are you wanting me to repeat the hadith? Ikhwani, I see you very tired, so you still try to be with me. Let me repeat it. Is there any difference in those two sentences? The Sahabi said, I said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said he heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who gives more time to adapt, who is in difficult, will have equivalent to giving that amount in charity for each day. Then I heard him saying, whoever gives more time to adapt, who is in difficult, will have equivalent, a reward equivalent to giving double that amount in charity for each day. Are there difference between the two sentences? What is the difference, Brother Amir? Very good. The first sentence, Prophet ﷺ said, whoever wait, who give more time to the adapter, will have the like of what he gave. And the second sentence, double of what he gave. The Sahabi, it seemed he didn't understand. Because in the first sentence, the hadith says, whoever wait and give more time to adapt to who is in difficult, it's the same ruling. But the result will have double. In another sentence, will have the like of what he saw. That's why he asked the Messenger. He said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, I heard you. Oh, the Messenger of Allah saying that whoever gives more time to adapt to who is in difficult will have a reward equivalent to giving that amount in charity for each day. Then I heard you say, whoever gives more time to adapt who is in difficult will have a reward equivalent to giving double that amount in charity for each day. So what the Sahabi basically is saying? Yes, Diallo. What is the Sahabi? Why? What is the point of the question of the Sahabi to the Prophet ﷺ? Ahsanta, barakallahu fi. He wants to confirm, he wants to understand how the person did the same thing, but the reward is different. One time is one reward, the second is two reward. Taib. There are benefits. If you don't understand the speaker, what he say, what should you do? You say he is contradicting? You say he's a liar? Yesterday he said this, today he's this? Or before you hasten, you ask, you said this and then you said this. Sometimes he even didn't say it. It's you who thought that. And sometimes, yes, he did it, but it has a meaning. No contradiction. And sometimes, yes, there's a contradiction. I mean, it's to the other people, not to the Messenger of Allah. It may happen to the other people. It may. Not it happened, it may. But to the Prophet, no. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Prophet, he didn't say to a Sahabi, why are you even asking this question? He didn't say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He answered the question. Some people, if you ask questions, they get offended. Their mind goes another way. Subhanallah. La. Prophet, he said, for each day, he will have, means a reward, equal to giving that amount in charity before the time for payment of the debt comes. Then if the time for repayment of the debt comes, and he gives him more time, for each day he will have, means a reward, equivalent to giving double that amount in charity. Now the difference is clear? Abdul Hakim, what is the difference? Yeah, Abdul Hakim. You Abdul Hakim, right? And then the other brother, no, Abdul Munim, I know. His name Abdul Hakim or Dawood? Abdul Hakim, right? Why are you looking at the other one? It's you. Where, Barakallahu fi. I sometimes call someone, people to wake up, because I already tell you, my English is broken. I have to make sure people are with me. Okay, akhi. Very good. Ahsant. Barakallahu feek. So, as example, هذا عبد الرحمن عندله was there. He came to me, for instance, no. He came to Fuad. He said, I want you lend me $1,000. How long? He said, 10 months. Okay. So this is. Until 10 months, if he pay off, if he repay him, at the end of the 10 months, how much is he considered that Fuad gave in the sight of Allah? How much he lended? 10,000? 10 months? Every day, $300,000 with Allah. Is there any bank of riba who get this, what they call profit? This that much interest? They lend you $1,000 after a year, they get $300,000 with the $1,000 also. Okay. Now Abdul Rahman, the year finished. The 10 month ended. He's not able. Said, Akhi, give me. He said, I'm not able. Okay, then whatever you able, I am waiting my right. هذا يجب وهذا واجب. This is mandatory. If he's not able, he's truthful, it's a mandatory to wait. Not hurting him, not giving him calling, not talking to the people. Yes, not bothering him. In a way, you kick him out from the masjid. You make his family against him. You don't do all. He's not able. Unless you can prove he's able. Now he's sinful. You have right. Take him to the court. Find your haq. Because what he's doing is dhulm. It's oppression. Matrul ghani dhulm. Delayment of the owner of the able, person who is able to delay, to pay, repay, is oppression. Okay. Taib. But he's not able. He's not able. As he was not able from day one, he's not still able. Isn't it possible? Why he came to you from the first time? He was not able. It's very logic that he may not be able at the end of the deadline time. Is this very understanding? Taib. Now he said, I need, okay. He said, after 10 months, he brought him the $1,000. Next year, how much he deserved from Allah? The other year, the second year, how much Fuad deserved from Allah Azza wa Jalla for led him this Abdul Rahman another 10 months? $600,000. With the $300,000, how much? $900,000. Alhamdulillah, I'm good with math. I thought I mistake yesterday. Alhamdulillah, $900,000. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, ya akhi, $1,000 2 years back, you lended someone, today you get back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You is someone who give as a charity, sadaqah, as a charity, $900,000. The bank of riba make that money? No. How about if it's not on 1 year, it's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years? Imagine how much. If we really have certainty on this, are you going knocking the door of the people? We lended them every time. Really, if we have yaqeen, we have certainty. Or we see chances to have more days. Are you with me? If there is iman, there is true belief, there is certainty. Wallahi, there is qalbun salim. Yani we, subhanAllah, at least if we know he's in need of, he's not able, we should accept it in a very easy way because we're making money. We're the one who's making the real profit. This is one thing. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this abundant reward to the one who lend someone, to someone? Why? What that shows, Abdullah? The encouragement to help your brother. Even though lending is general, not necessarily Muslim, anybody. Yes, Abraham. Yes. Not to fail on riba. Allah closed one gate, the gate of riba, Allah opened a gate of khair, of gate of al-qardul hasan. Which one is better? For the lender and for the debtor, which one is better, riba or al-qardul hasan, the good loan? Both of them. Not only the debtor, but also the lender. Is that right? Yes. Everything Allah forbade, He subhanahu wa ta'ala opened another door, way better. ولكن من يعقل, who understand? What else? What this hadith shows? What this reward of Allah, Muhammad Ali? This reward of Allah in this hadith, in this ayah. Allah encouraging so much to lend people who are in need of lending and being patient with them until they are able. What is the hikmah behind that? To support what? To support, financially support others. That's not what I'm looking for, but you did good. Brother Bilal, what do you understand from that? We have to ask, why Allah did this? What it shows? Naam. To rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, Rabzi. That's what I'm looking for. You get it from my mind. Barakallahu fi. The mercy of Allah. That's what I'm looking for. The mercy of Allah. How Allah loves subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide His servants. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful to His creation. To both the needy and the rich. Why Allah is doing this? Rahmah. Mercy. Richness. Generosity. Kindness. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Therefore, how many of the name of Allah we don't reflect on? How many name of Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Quran? Each surah is started with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, except Tawbah, where you have Surah An-Naml 2 times Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Quran, so much. The most merciful, the most gracious. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحمد لله سبحانه وتعالى على رحمته وأسمائه وصفاته وأحكامه وجزائه وأمره وشرعه سبحانه وتعالى وأنعامه ونعمه ومننه ومنحه سبحانه وتعالى اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين هذا الجلال والإكرام. So this shows how Allah سبحانه وتعالى is merciful. طيب عند حديث فائدة. Prophet ﷺ said, "Man anzara mu'siran, whoever give more time to adapt, mu'siran, who is in difficulty, the hadith consider before the deadline comes, the debtor's deadline comes, and after, in both situations, he is considered mu'sir." He's considered someone who's in difficulty. Is this understandable? Or do you not understand that? Okay, let me repeat the hadith. Okay, open your heart. Barakallahu fi. So you understand. له بكل يوم صدقة قبل أن يحل الدين. فإذا حل الدين فأنذره فله بكل يوم مثليه صدقة. من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثلي صدقة. من أنذر معسرا فله بكل يوم مثليه صدقة. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم consider the debtor, معسر, someone who's in difficult before the deadline, payment time comes and after. Do you see that? Or you didn't hear? Are you with me, Hassan? What I said? Prophet ﷺ, he considered mu'sir. He considered difficult, the person being in a state of difficult, the debtor, before the deadline and after the deadline. Okay, we understand after the deadline. Why Prophet ﷺ considered before the deadline mu'sir? Why are you, tonight you borrow 1,000 from someone? Tonight you borrow 1,000 from someone. He give you after a year. This is the deadline. Before the deadline, why are you considered mu'sir, someone in difficulty? Maybe you got everything you needed. You look your monthly plan, you only need 1,000. You ask someone, he give you the 1,000. That's what you need. And you pay back at the end of the month because you will have something. That's your expectation. Before the end of the month, even though you have a room to pay back, still you are considered someone who is difficult. How? Na'am Amir. Because there is a pressure on you that you have to pay, no doubt. Fa'ida, there is a benefit here. Prophet ﷺ said, man anzara, who give more time, in both situations, who give more time to someone who is in difficulty. Which means the origin is if you borrow the earliest time you able to pay back before the deadline. Is it understandable? It's not what some of us they think. They borrow money. I borrow $1,000 because that's what I need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight gave me a extra $3,000 from somewhere else. You know, I'm waiting, I'm keeping $1,000. From the lender until the time finish. Yes, I have right to do that. But without question, the best is to give his money back right away. The earliest time you get to give. Why? Because you are considered mu'sir, someone who is in difficult. If you are not in difficult, pay it back. Yes, you are in difficult, you have excuse. In both situations, you have excuse. The first you have excuse from Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the lender. And second time you have excuse from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Otherwise the lender, he wants his right. Yes, you have excuse. But even that, you are someone who is mu'sir, someone who is in difficulty, number one. So if you are not in difficulty, pay it back. Is this understandable? Number two, this is very important. Do you all be with me? Prophet ﷺ, man anzar, who wait, who give more time, who wait. So the person you borrow from, he's waiting you, even before the deadline. Man anzara mu'siran. Even before the deadline, and this really something happened. It happened, you lend someone something to something, lend something to somebody. He promised you he will give it back to you, let me say, after a month. And really, in the month, you need your money. You really need it. Especially if you're a businessman and you have other things, responsible, and you need it. The one you lend him, he's really able. Alhamdulillah, open for him another way. He's able. But he's waiting when? When is he waiting? The deadline. Is he right to wait? Is that something right to do? No. How will you know? The deadline he was given is after a month. Why he doesn't? Why is not right him to wait if he is able? Yes, because he's not mu'sir. He's not in difficulty. Number two, number one, he's not in difficulty. He's not mu'sir. The hadith say he's when he's mu'sir is when he get this. When this another reason. Yes, it's the haq of the owner to get. That's not what I'm looking for. some little favor for him. Jazakallah. It was not obligation. He has to thank him. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. That's not what I'm looking for. نعم. أنذر. زادك الله علما. بارك الله. That's what I'm looking for. You get from my mind. الله أعلم. Prophet ﷺ said, whoever give more time. So the person is giving you more time. In both situations, he's giving you more time. Before the deadline and before he giving you more time. Otherwise, he should have get on time. But he give you more time. Is this understandable? So, this is very important to know. If you borrow something from someone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you before the deadline, don't wait it. If he himself, he say no, don't bring it to me, I don't need it, I want to get that, abandon the reward, that's different. He rejects it. But the origin is to take it. But still he gets his reward because of his good intention. Allahu Akbar. If you were willing, Allah watched our heart. If you were wishing this person to pay back to you, and it happened, good people, you borrow from them, you bring it on time, they tell you, no, keep it. I know you need it, keep it. They do that. So, if this person is this kind of people who wish this person to keep the debt, so he can get this apparent reward from Allah, but it happened, Allah made it easy for that one, he brought on time, you get your intention. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَةُ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. That issue is very clear. So never ever feel that you burden because somebody didn't pay you back on time. Especially what many Muslims are doing today. Ask those people who pay, who lend people, they suffer, almost every one of them. Hardly it happened that everyone paid on time. Not those who are not able, those who are able, known to be able, they are not. So that shouldn't affect you. That shouldn't burden on you. That shouldn't make you not to help those who are in need of help. Some people, in that case, they starve. Yeah, a brother told me he lent people thousands of dollars. I can't mention to you. He didn't get back. It's not one, it's not two, it's not three. People, so much, hundreds. Nah. But if you know this hadith, will you sleep nighttime screaming and grief? No, Allah. If there is iman certainty, Allahu Akbar. Every day you make him, before the deadline, it's like you give as a charity that amount. And after the deadline, double. Take ease. Alhamdulillah. Yes. This is one thing. The other thing, which one is better, to lend the person or to give it? He came to you, Akhi, I need to pay the rent, 700, 1,000 remain this month. Please lend me. Okay? Which one is better to lend and to get this abundant reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if the deadline comes, he doesn't pay it on time, or to say, this is for the sake of Allah, take it all of it. Which one is better? Yes? For the sake of Allah, how? Where is the proof? From Quran or from the Sunnah? Barakallahu fi. From the Prophet ﷺ, he used to give. He wasn't used to lend. Somebody need help, so he used to give. كان أجود ما يكون كان أجود من الريح المرسلة. He was more generous than the fast wind in, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never rejects somebody who asks. It never happened, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So, yes. Who remember the ayah, the proof that giving is better? Na'am Luqman. Kuntum ta'alamun. Barakallahu fiqh. In Surah Al-Baqarah, about the lending, Allah said, wa in kana dhu usra, fanadhiratun ila maysara. And if the person is in a hardship, is in a difficult, fanadhiratun ila maysara, the mandatory is to wait him until ease. وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And to give it as charity is better for you if you know it. Not to just give him more time, but to free him from it is better for you if you know it, Allah said. خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُ تَصَدَّقُوا. To give it as a charity is better for you if you know it. But everybody is not able. It's not mandatory. Alhamdulillah. Allah gives you your haqq, and he gives you subhanahu wa ta'ala the option to get his abundant reward. If you are strong enough to seek abundant reward, it's there for you. If not, at least you get your haqq. نَلَا لَا يَذْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْعًا. So, if a lending is so great, it's a goodly loan with Allah, then give it for the sake of Allah is bigger reward. All Allah knows. So Allah said in Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is more than what's mentioned in the hadith, maybe. You look with me, what ayah? Which surah is that verse? مثل الذين ينفقون أموالا في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. سورة البقرة. Okay, you're right. سورة البقرة. ساك الله. You're right. سورة البقرة. This is the verse. سورة البقرة. Verse 261. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل. Is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears. في كل سنبلة مئة حبة. In each ear has 100 grains. في كل سنبلة في كل حتى أنبت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة. And each ear has 100 grains. So you give 1 grain. The likeness of someone who is spending the cause of Allah is as the likeness of a grain of a corn. It grows 7 ears. The grain is one, the originally. Did you ever become a farmer man? It's one. You put on the ground, say Bismillah, put the sun on it, rain comes or water, you water it. After that, what comes? This is small plant which break this hard, solid ground. You don't know how it breaks down. You took hammer to break, you may not be able. But little plant comes out there. And then 7 ears. Each ear, 100 grains. How many? 1 to 700. Not only that. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah gives many, and Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills. And Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills. So it depends the intention, the situation, and many things. That sometimes when you give one, what's the mandatory? What you will get? What Allah promises if you give one? 10. If you give one, 10. 1 grain, 10 grain. But after that, 2 more, to 700, to adhaaf mudhaafa, based on the situation, how much you need it, how much you were sincere in it, how much the other one needed, and other issues, how much people benefit from that, how much people take example from you, and they follow you in that, and they give charity. Many ways contribute to the increase of the reward. But at least 10. It's guaranteed bi idhnillah ta'ala. Tayyib. Now, some benefits from this hadith, inshallah, The first one mentioned سَعَةُ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ بِعِبَادِهِ, يعني the how large is the mercy of Allah to His creation, to His servants, both to the poor, to the needy, and to the rich. To the poor, because Allah encouraged to lend him, and Allah considered that lending him al-qard al-hasan. And also to the rich, to the one who is able, to one who Allah is kind, because of this multiplication, this great reward He is giving out of that. And also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have treat, commanded to treat the same way this poor is being treated if the rich would have been poor. Is this understandable? Do you ever think about this? When you have, and Allah encourage you to give the needy, how much that needy likes you to obey Allah and to give him, to help him? So much, right? Yes. The poor, when they hear this ayat, they like so much. Because the Muslim will give to them, the owner, the rich will give to them. Then assume, if you would have been in that position, it is the same way Allah would have encouraged, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rich to help you. Mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the poor and to the rich. Mercy of Allah, who gave it to you, his bounties, his favor. It's He who gave it to you. Well, I take your intellect, how can you make money? Does that happen? Somebody who is mentally sick, does he make money? He doesn't. Example, it's Allah who gave it to you. It's Allah who made these reasons. So, after Allah gave it to you, His bounty, from His mercy, He asking you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give it away, to increase it for you. It's Allah is. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. It is we who will inherit the earth and all that on it. And to us alone they will return. Also in the hadith, the difference between the reward, the lender is getting before the deadline and after the deadline. So after the deadline, if he doesn't get his right, is a double. The second benefit, the difference between the reward the lender gets after the deadline and before the deadline. Which after the deadline, double. إِذَا كَانَتْ هَذِي الْأُجُورُ الْمُضَاعَفَةَ لِلْمُقْرِضِ فَكَيْفَ تَكُونُ أُجُورُ الْمُتَصَدِّقِ لِلَّهِ فَإِنَّ تَصَدُّقَ عَلَى الْفَقِيرِ وَالْمُعْسِرِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْإِقْرَاضِ وَالْإِنْذَارِ لقول الله تعالى وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. So if this is the reward of the one who lend, then the reward of the one who give it as a charity, not lending, is way bigger and better. لما حرم سبحانه وتعالى الربا التي تورث الضغائن والعداوات والبغضاء بين الناس والأخلاق السيئة أباح تعالى القرض الحسن الذي صول التوادد والعواقب الحميدة. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى forbade the riba, the usury, the interest, which caused hatred between people and bad manners, Allah opened سبحانه وتعالى. Instead, Allah made lawful legislate القرض الحسن, the goodly loan, which is a cause of love one another. Love of one another. The one, if you go to the bank and he says to you, if you don't pay on time, every day 15% or 5%, and then time comes, you don't pay on time, which happened, some people owe 5,000, it turned already to more than 10,000. Riba. And then at the end, this person, he paid back, he borrowed 10,000, he paid back 15,000. Is it the same? He borrowed 10,000 and he paid back the 10,000. Will he feel the same way? No way. You cannot imagine how good this person is. He lent you his own money. He needed. And he even didn't ask you 1 cent. Who can do that? But someone who is a believer, somebody who has good manner. Naam. So this brings love between people, help and support. Unlike the other one, hatred. Subhanallah. Some people are what they're going through. Alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed a gate. Allah has hikmah. Allah, he closed because of rahmah. If Allah opened another gate, Allah opened another gate because of rahmah. Alhamdulillah. Fourth. Five. سؤال أهل العلم والمتكلم قبل التسرع في الدعوة التناقض وإساءة الظن بهم ولا سيما العلماء. To ask the speaker what he mean, his speech, what he mean, his position is before you consider him contradicting, or even before you think bad about, have bad thought about him or suspicion. No. Ask, what do you mean? This, you said this statement, what do you mean? Ask. Also in the hadith, the Sahabi, he see the two statements is different. Why he didn't remain quiet and didn't ask? Why he didn't remain quiet? He see the two statements of Prophet Sallam, Zahir, when you look the apparent, is a different rule for the same action. Why the Sahabi didn't go away and say, Prophet Sallam said it and what's the reason? Yes. Indahu aql. Allah gave him intellect. He sees the statement doesn't match. He needs to understand. He knows the deen of Allah doesn't contradict the sound intellect. It's not you have to blind follow. Close your eyes, do whatever. No. There's something you know it. Yani you have a question on it. You ask. The Sahabi, he asked, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We mentioned before, when one of the umara, the Prophet, his Sahabi, he commanded those who were with him to obey him, and he tell them, enter this fire. They didn't enter. He said, the Prophet commanded you to follow me, right? To obey me, right? Obey me, go to the fire. They didn't. Why? Because Aql Salim, Allah gave him sound intellect. We believe the Messenger to be far from fire. Prophet, he's not command us to, if you tell us to enter fire, for what reason? Why are we entering fire? Isn't it the beautiful religion? We know it. Yani, so they didn't. Prophet, when he was mentioned, if they would have entered, they would never be out of it. Why? Because something they can't understand. Prophet, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean when he told them, obey my ruler, my Amir, obey him even if he tells you something wrong. He didn't mean Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They know, understand that. Because he only enjoy good. Nala la ya'muru bil fahsha. Allah doesn't enjoy bad. Therefore, ulama al-hadith, one of the ways they know the weak hadith, what is that? Who remember? Ulama al-hadith, the ulama who is specialized in science of hadith, they say this hadith is a lie. One of the reasons is that one. Who remember? Yes, Salman. Yes. One of the reasons is they say this is not the speech of Prophet Muhammad. It can't be. They are people who know the Messenger. They know his deen. They know the principles of Islam. So they say, هذا حديث الموضوع لمخالفته المعهود عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because it's the opposite to what's known from Prophet ﷺ. And then they look for the chain. They found out there was there kadhab or there was a mistake. Naam. Therefore, ulama al-hadith, they disauthenticate the hadith not only by the chain. Sometimes they disauthenticate hadith because of the matn. Fihi nakara. Is this understandable? Fihi nakara. One of the hadith is tasbih. Some ulama, they say the narration is sound. But the hadith in the matfir nakara, the hadith يخالف الصلاة المعهودة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومثل هذه المخالفة لا يقابل من هؤلاء، لا يقبل من مثل هؤلاء. المهم يعني على كل طيب also يعني if you are asked, people ask you what do you mean your speech, what you said this one, what do you mean, don't be offended, answer, make it very clear, this is what I meant. Some people you cannot ask question, you can't ask question. Sufia, you don't ask question. هل سنة they ask what's your proof, هذا الدين قائم على الدليل على البرهان البينات, what's your proof. So don't go offended. If you take a position, you are asked why you take that position, present your proof so people can accept it is right, and if it's wrong, leave it alone. Okay, the ruling of the one now sometimes you borrow. You borrow. You don't want to borrow, but you end up needing it. قدر الله ما شاء فعل. And you are not able to pay back. Every time you're thinking about, you wish to pay it before the time. Even after pass, you are not. Some people, they grieve. But here we have glad tidings. Bishara. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أخذ أموال الناس يريد أداءها أدى الله عنه ومن أخذ أموال الناس يريد إتلافها أتلفه الله. Whoever takes people's property wishing to pay it back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay on behalf of him. Whoever takes people's property intending to destroy it, meaning not to pay it back, Allah destroys him. So even before you borrow, your intention matters. If when you borrow, when you borrow for the sake of Allah, because you need it and you want to pay it on time, rather you wish to pay it before the time, if you're able. This is different when you borrow and you are not willing to pay it back. And this happened. Some people, they borrow, it's not in their mind to pay it back. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you borrow with a good intention, He subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay it off on behalf of you. Allah will help you subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay it. If it happened you don't, Allah will pay on behalf of you. Allahu Akbar. من أخذ أموال الناس يريد أداءها أدى الله عنه. But if you have bad intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys you. ومن أخذ أموال الناس يريد إتلافه أتلفه الله. Sound hadith. Your intention it matters. That's before taking people's property. How about if you at the beginning take with a good intention, but at the end, the deadline came and you are able. Now you are not. You block the number. You change the state, the address, everything. You see the brother, you go to the other corner. خلاص والله some brothers, the last time you see is when you lend them. It happened to me. It happened to me. ليس الخبر كالمعاينة. Some brothers I lend them, that's the last time I saw them. والله العظيم. I used to see it. It's not one, it's not two, it's not three. If it would have been one, two, three, maybe he traveled. Everybody traveled. When you lend, Subhanallah. Ya akhi, why you need all this? Some brother, I call them back. Even the beginning you feel the person is not responsible. He borrow, take the money. I'm not talking about individual. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. So it's not an issue. It's just a description. And then no enough information. No information. Akhi, write down your address. Write down. Give me your driver lesson. Really, I'm very strict to that. Because Allah said, Uktubo, write it down. Some brothers, they say, it's okay, no problem. But okay, if you say it's okay, then don't, it shouldn't be a burden on you tomorrow if this person changes. Human being can change. He can forget it. The origin is to write down the debt. Origin is to write down. Remind the brother and sister, always write it down. Unless it's charity. You really want to give a charity, your intention, he brings the other one. Even that, ala kullin. Anyway, I write down the information. I put it somewhere. I forget it. One day I was organizing my books. After I found out the letter, the name, the person's name, I call right away. I feel the brother at the beginning, he tried to deny me. I said, Akhi, I'm the imam. I'm the one who called you. Don't you remember? He said, yes, 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 I'm imam. I'm in another state. I'm sorry. Okay, Akhi, you need, if you are not able, Akhi, nothing is on you. This is the date, it passed. How many months is? I have no right to ask you if you are not able. Tell me I'm not able. He said, no, I am able. I'm going to bring it. Ala kullin. So, barakallahu feekum na. If you, Prophet said, matlul ghaniyu dhulmun. The one who is rich, he's able to pay it back. He's able to repay it. And he's not doing it. And the deadline passed. Dhulmun is oppression. You are zalim. Don't delay it. Unless you have excuse. Somebody who's in a jail, he cannot give it on time. Somebody who's not able. These are, alhamdulillah, is different. Naam. الروح نعم yeah, the debt is not easy إخوان نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه let alone a soul of a kafir a soul of a believer is connected to the debt if it happens you die and you are from the righteous you are not having enjoyment until the debt is paid off Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he came to janazah he want to pray somebody said there is debt on him he said I'm not praying صلوا على حصاحبكم Pray on your companion. The Prophet, he left. One of the Sahaba said, the kindness of the Sahaba, the brotherhood, jazahumullahu khair, still it remained with the Muslims, wallahi alhamd. So the Prophet, I pay on behalf of him. Because he knows, janazah, dua of the Prophet. Prophet, then he prayed. The Prophet, he asked in the morning, did you do it? He said, oh, not done the Allah. Then he asked. Then he asked. Then he said, yes. He said, now he said, his soul was set free. So the issue of the debt, of the deen, la ilaha illallah, amruha azim, the shaheed, all his sin wipe out, but the debt, the shaheed, the martyr, all his sin, but the debt. So don't ask for debt. Don't ask, don't borrow. That's the origin. Try your best. Suffice yourself. But if it happened, Prophet he borrow. Prophet said he borrow from who? From even Jewish man. Don't shy then in this case. Don't say and destroy your life. If you somebody Allah gave him, he is able to give it to you. It doesn't hurt him. And you're really in dire need. Don't say, no, in this case, Allah give you that option. Walillahi alhamd. But if you're not, don't. Question. Somebody borrow money. He paid on time. Can he give it more? You borrow 1,000. Can you give $50 extra? Yes? 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 As long as there is no condition. Some of you say no. Some of you say as long as there is no condition. Yes? Prophet ﷺ did it. Okay, mashallah. Prophet did that sound, khalas. Huwa al-hakam, alayhi salam. It depends. If there is a condition, it's riba. If there is no condition in writing, but it's a condition in custom, it's not allowed as well. Customly, people, they do that. They don't write it down, but they do it. In this case, it's not allowed. It's a riba. But nothing of that is there. It's willing from the person, the debtor. It's from him, 100%. On the other hand, the lender, ما سأله ولا استشرفه. He didn't ask, nor even he expected from him. This is a condition. Ya Umar, إذا جاءك هذا المال, من غير سؤال ولا استشراف فخذه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave Umar something. Prophet Umar, he said, well, other people are near more. Give to other people. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, oh, Umar, if this comes to you, this problem, this wealth comes to you, without asking and without istishraf, without you willing it. Sometimes you don't ask, but you want, if this person next to you would have give you $1,000, you go home. No, that willing is not. Don't connect your heart to the creation. Connect to Allah Azza wa Jal. So if the learner has no intention, no expectation, and it happened, and this is voluntarily, yes. مَنْ صَنَعَكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ. Okay? So, but the origin is not. Because even if you are rewarded, you've been paid back some of your ajr. There were some of the Salaf, the righteous people, they used to change the stores they buy from because they found people make discount for them. They say they actually get in our religion. They get in our akhirah. Okay? Somebody see you have imama, mashallah, Salaf used to consider you, this person, he honor you because of the imama, because of the such, you're losing a part of your reward. You get already worldly life. But if you were not wishing it, you don't want that. But it happened, alhamdulillah, the bushra. Bi-idhnillah. Okay, finally. The danger of someone who was landed by the name of Allah, for the sake of Allah, no interest, no riba. And instead of being thankful to Allah first, who legislated this beautiful religion, Allah, and then thankful to the person who gave him his own, the person who doesn't pay on time while he's able, is this a morally good person? Yes? No, he's not. In religion, so هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Somebody lend you, he make ihsan. He's nice to you. You have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then thank that person and appreciate that. And from that, the earliest you able, pay him back even before the deadline. That's from that. But it's not mandatory on you before the deadline. After deadline is mandatory. That's why the person is sinful if he doesn't do that. Any question? Naam akhi. Yeah, somebody who lend people and he says, pay me when you can. It's better to write it down. It's better to write it down. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidayni ila ajali musamman faktubuhu, write it down. Till Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذلك أدنى ذلك أقصى نعم أق نعم أقوى من الشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا. There is another idea. So to write it down. Because if I say pay when you can, I may be expecting you will pay within a month, within a year. Now it takes 2 years. So it is better. Sinus is a land, is a deen. Write it down. Why it bother me? Write down the date. Who borrow? Khalas. And alhamdulillah, made easy. Text message. Email, little email. Yes, alhamdulillah, yes. Very good. Somebody, for instance, if you say, pay me back, from the problem of lack of writing, not writing it. I borrow from you 1,000. Say, okay, Khalifa, pay me back when you're able. No, call. I die. Who are you going to? You're right. It's nothing is written. So if it's lending, if it is charity, charity. If it's lending, it's bad. You can do that. It's not mandatory on you. The ulama, they say, had al command. This order, command to write it down, is amru irshad. It's not a mandatory. If you don't do it, you are not sinful. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا أَتَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَإِذَا وَمَا نَعَمْ وَمَا فَإِنْ آمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. If some of you trust others, فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. The one who was trusted, he should pay, he should fulfill his trust. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. He should fear Allah. You can't deny. Nothing written, no testimony, no witnesses, you can't deny. Allah says, fear Allah. So it's not a mandatory, but it is better to write it down. What was your issue with Amir? Alhamdulillah. If somebody Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody borrow with a good intention to pay it on time, even before the time, it happened, he died. The meaning of the hadith, adda Allahu anhu, means he is not sinful with Allah. Allah will pay on behalf of him. But people, they need their right. So inheritors, those who inherit him, his family should pay that debt. Not they say Allah, yes, he's not Allah subhanahu, but they're right, they need it. Yes, so that doesn't mean that his people, but if it happened, his people don't know it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay because of his good intention. Wallahi alhamd. Naam akhi, last. Before. Naam. Okay, the issue of lending the zakah of the one who lend. If you lend, let me say, 10,000 to somebody, he pay you back after 2 years, do you pay zakah on that or you don't? The people of knowledge said it depends. If this person, you trust him, he will pay, number one, because he's trusty. Number two, because he's able. You're expecting he's able. You have to pay the zakah every year. But if this person, you don't trust him, he may not pay you back. Or he may not be able. Now you wait. And when you get, because you are not able, you think you will not get your money back. This is this case. It's not something in your hand. They say wait until you get it. Then pay it. Some of them, they say, pay it that year. You get it. So, but if you able, if it, the person you expecting he will pay, it's on you to pay it. How about ask for the one who borrow? Is there debt on him? The zakah on him, the one who borrow? You borrow $1 million, you have it? Yeah, how is not his money? Okay, we inshallah we search that issue. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.